about to share with me?
I'm about to share vibration, DNA, emotional, spiritual, environmental factors, and how they all are intertwined.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what has happened over the last 50 years, 70 years in the United States as well as around the world.
Hmm.
Because of my age, I'm 82, because of my age, when I grew up, we were taught, if you work hard, you can buy a house, you can buy a car, mm-hmm. just you can do it. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
Earth, Mother Earth, vibrates at 428 megahertz. At that megahertz, human beings can think something and it happens. That's why we were taught, work hard, you'll get what you want. Work hard, you'll get what you want. We implanted that in our brain. We self-hypnotized ourselves, so to speak, in our brain.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then came along other factors. Other factors being different kinds of vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've often told you that my voice is very calming.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone that speaks with me or listens to my voice, they automatically calm down. My voice does other things. My voice vibrates so that it brings in abundance and love. So we accomplish three things, don't we? We accomplish the fact that when you hear my voice, either on a recording or in a video or over the phone or Zoom, it doesn't matter. It will have the same effect on you. That's vibration. So I want that for you, don't I? Yes. Let's talk about what happened around, 1969, somewhere around in there. Different things happened. People in charge, which I'm not going to go into who they are. Google it and find out. People in charge did not want you as a human being to own a car and get ahead. They want you to be a drone, to be someone that screws on the screw, a worker, such as a bus driver for 20 years or a factory worker. So they did things. And what did they do? They put fluoride in the toothpaste. They put chlorine in the water, and they change the vibrational frequencies that affect your pineal gland. Your pineal gland is what created all this free thinking. So we'll talk about the pineal gland in a minute. So not only did they do that, radio waves, fear on TV and movies, all trauma, reinforcing any trauma that you had in your life. DNA, putting fear into your parents and your grandparents, changed their DNA. Combine that with the fact that you have a shell around your pineal gland now, which means you can no longer telecommunicate, which means you no longer can manifest on your own. You're stuck. So, two things we need to consider. Why you want to cut the karmic cord. We're going to go back 8 generations before this was done to you, before the pineal gland had a coating on, a shell on it, before all of this, and we're going to cut the karmic cord there. There's another thing that my voice does that you and I are going to keep very quiet. Are you ready? Not only does my voice calm you, does my voice bring in love and abundance, the vibration of my voice blocks all that static energy that's been coming in. You and I are keeping this quiet, my friend. Mm-hmm. Only those of you that work with me will know. Because when you're bombarded with 625 and then 232 and then 468, it scatters your brain. It puts a fog in there, plus the pineal gland. My goodness, no wonder we are a fat, lazy, do-nothing society. It's not us. It's what's been done to us. It's time to stop it right now. The pineal gland, I will go in, we will crack it. It's like an onion. We'll peel off layers of layers until it's pure again. So that when you manifest, you're able to telecommunicate, you're able to reach. Don't you want to be a beacon of light that goes straight up to the universe? Absolutely. And we could do that. All of us could do that. Not just me, you. So we're going to work on the pineal gland, clean it up, get it active again. We're going to block all the different energies that have been bombarding you. And we're going to cut the karmic cord 8 generations back. And at the very last day, my dear, dear heart, we are going to do the karma that you have created in this lifetime so that only good karma will be available to you. If this interests you, come aboard. I welcome you.